Former Dallas Mayor Tom Leppert finished third in the Republican primary behind Dewhurst and Cruz, both of whom have sought his support. Leppert said his decision on who to endorse came down to the question of who can create jobs. He said Dewhurst has proven he can do that by building a successful energy business.
We've got to have people that have that experience, that understand what it means to create jobs, understand what it means to deal with budgets.
Although Dewhurst has been lieutenant governor for 9 years, it's his business experience he's emphasized, as Cruz has passed him in some polls. During Tuesday's debate, Dewhurst contrasted resumes, saying Cruz, as Texas's solicitor general, was mostly taking orders.
There's a difference, with all due respect, between being a staff attorney and arguing those cases that your boss tells you to argue and saying those things which your boss tells you to argue.
Cruz fired back.
If you want to know my record, you can look at what I've spent a lifetime doing. I memorized the U.S. Constitution and gave speeches all over the state of Texas on free market economics. I also led the Center for 10th Amendment Studies at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which developed the leading legal strategies that are being used to go after Obamacare.
The debate gave Cruz an opportunity to hammer Dewhurst on a 2007 speech that recently disappeared from his lieutenant governor's website. In it, Dewhurst said, "I support a guest worker program for those here today illegally because the Texas economy needs skilled workers." Cruz called that amnesty and accused Dewhurst of trying to hide his record.
What the lieutenant governor said in 2007 is he believes we should give a guest worker program to every single person who is here today illegally. That is a much broader amnesty than Barack Obama's. The lieutenant governor then instructed government employees to remove that speech from the state website.
I then and now would never support any changes to our immigration law until and unless our border is secure.
Dewhurst claims he wasn't trying to hide the speech. It was simply archived. The candidates did find common ground in saying they both would have opposed Supreme Court Justice John Roberts' appointment if they'd known he would vote to uphold the federal health care law, what they call Obamacare. Both also opposed the expansion of Medicaid, but they seemed to view health care for low-income people differently. Cruz would offer little, if any, government assistance.
I don't think it's government's job to provide health care for everyone in this country. I think it is an individual's job to provide health care for themselves. It is much cheaper to provide emergency care than it is to expand Medicaid.
Dewhurst supports government funding of a safety net for the most vulnerable.
Although that's not government's role, I have been okay with that because these are people that might not be able to survive, particularly elderly, frail, disabled, and children, without some assistance.
This was the last Senate debate before early voting begins Monday, and the candidates make a final push to clinch the Republican nomination. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.